back in the day. They started it, yeah.
You know what I miss, and they'll never be able to pull it off with their current talent, were these sports center commercials back in the 90s.
Those were good.
They were amazing.
They're still not bad.
The Charlie Steiner, ones with Charlie Steiner were
amazing. Come on, get your whooping.
They were the best.
Charlie, come on, get your whooping.
That
was a good one. You remember John Clayton? Where he's laughing.
Mom!
Yeah. With the heavy metal.
With the Slayer
shirt. Yeah.
Do you remember when
his hair is like, he actually
has long hair. You're done with my segment!
Do you remember the one with probably my favorite with Charlie Steiner was when ESPN was having their IPO. And they're talking about, and everybody's standing around, all the owner and talent sitting around with champagne celebrating the IPO. And they have Steiner on some of the equivalent of like CNBC. And they're like, so what do you think about it? It's a record high initial public offer for ESPN's, it hit the ticker at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and he goes, well, I think it's amazing considering we don't own our own equipment. And all of a sudden the green arrow went to red and everybody just slowly put their drink down and walked away. And you hear him saying, I'm not even sure we own the rights to the name ESPN.
Well, I'll never forget. Remember his line that he's known for when he did SportsCenter?
When he was the bandana? Or, like, actually SportsCenter, not the commercial.
SportsCenter, the line that he always usually did the highlights.
Who was it?
Charlie Steiner.
Houston, hello.
He also was knowing when a baseball player was listed as day-to-day, he goes, well, then again, aren't we all?
Are we all, yeah.
Yes.
Well, remember the one commercial where it was at the very end, I don't even know what it was about, but, like, there was chaos going on at SportsCenter, and he had his tie wrapped around, and he was all painted, and he was like,
"Oh yeah, you know,
follow me, freedom."
Yeah. Yeah. What was that about?
So it's crazy. So he does a radio broadcast for the Dodgers.
Yes.
Oh really?
Yeah. So he's still involved in sports broadcasting.
Remember
the
PEDs for a PED commercial for hosts and anchors and how they're
mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Trey, and what was, I think it was Linda Cohn just sitting frightened on the one side, and then Trey Wingo just out of the world, like, quit riding me. He's got a unibrow and his hair is all like disheveled. I used to watch like 15, 20 minutes straight on YouTube.
They the mascots in them and everything.
Oh, yeah. They always had that Western Kentucky, the red one. The
Hilltoppers.
Yeah. There's always like the sad sap one in there. It would be Syracuse orange.
Yeah, that was always in there too.
But the other goal was also when the Manning brothers were in there and they were just like fighting on there. Kicking him in the butt like the brothers.
Like,
yeah.
Wet willies, exactly.
But now that people don't watch SportsCenter as much, the characters aren't known now. I mean, I'll say Stan Everett, or is it Stan Brett, Neil Everett? Yeah, really good. But they let Neil Everett go, and then so they don't really have like that now. They have what Scott Van Pelt, SVP, I guess.
To me, it's a combination of just changing their template, and then you have so much competition now.
Right? Mm-hmm.
It dilutes the market to where the talent's now less.
I remember when they had Fred Hickman and CNN and Nick. They were coming on Sports Night on CNN. So it was ESPN for CNN.
I remember on CNN they used to have the. Headline news like every
20 minutes. That's where Craig Kilborn came from.
Craig Kilborn, yeah. And then there was Jerome Jovanovich.
Yes, that's right. Beto O'Reilly.
Wasn't that Kilborn like the first host of The Daily Show or something?
Yeah, he was. He had his own late show, I thought.
He did have his own.
I don't know if it was The Daily Show, but he did have his own. And it was like Pat Sajak. It just went. Pat Sajak had a late night show for about a year.
You know what I'm actually glad about too on this is I'm seeing less and less of those dumb debate shows now.
Does anybody watch those?
I was watching Undisputed, like Skip Bayless's crap shows, like ever since Shannon left, that's been like going down. Ever since he's trying to blow up. I mean, you can even First Take is more of like a round robin, and it's like, I mean, Stephen A. Young. I always time I see it's whenever I get YouTube clips because I just can't stand watching. It's all it is, and it got people on there with like no sports credibility whatsoever, and all they're there is just to say dumb shit.
You don't know if it's real or they're doing it for
correct. Well, Skip Bayless raised for all 100,000 viewers, but it's crazy. I saw today NFL Network canceled Good Morning Football.
Did they?
And it's only going
to
at the end of March, and it's going to come back on right before the season starts.
Okay.
In a 2-hour format out of Los Angeles, not New York, so probably the whole new.
I mean, you got to take a break. I mean, you can't do 2 hours every 3 hours every single day of football.
You can't. Just like same with like baseball in the offseason. I mean, you just can't do it. Right. Like people don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, the average fan doesn't care.
Because then you have to fill it with bullshit content. It doesn't make sense.
Winter ball.
talk about Russ the Steelers for like 2 hours and.
We were talking about First Take. I think it was First Take. I don't know how I stumbled across it, but it was a clip, and it was probably 30 seconds of JJ Redick was on there as a guest, and he just says, he goes, I say this with all due respect, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, but it's clear that none of you have played any sports at a high level.
JJ Redick is gold. I mean, I don't know, but he is gold on there. Oh, he calls these guys up.
You don't mess around.